lots of graduations happening over the weekend. I don't know if you paid attention to social media, but my timeline was full of people posting from their graduations. You got high school graduations are happening soon. College graduations are happening right now. And it just made me kind of reflect on some of my life choices.
Okay.
You know, we moved around a lot as a kid, so I didn't focus on my studies as well as I should have. I used that as an excuse.
That is not why you didn't do your studies.
It is. I put it all on me.
No, I know. I just mean to say, I didn't think you were going to be a good student no matter where you lived. Do you know what I mean?
I disagree with that.
Really?
I think if I'd had more discipline and maybe...
That I will give you.
Right. I just had no discipline. I graduated high school with a 1.6 GPA, but I really didn't graduate. My mom had to pay for my degree.
Yep. I think if I had a time machine, I'd go back and punch myself in the face.
I had to pay off the headmaster to get my degree. That's how bad in school I mm-hmm. was. And all the kids I went to school with are all pretty much in jail or dead, or they had trust funds.
Good morning, everybody.
You know what I mean? That's just where all the kids went.
How old are you? Oh my God.
Dark.
So the fact that I came out of it on the other end, and I
agree with that.
Right? I don't know how it happened.
I just think you were led to raise yourself. From a very young age.
Yeah, but I was just lazy.
There was no one around to tell you what to do either.
You know what? I've met kids, though, as I've gotten older, who they motivated themselves to do it. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was, if you want to call in, it's 617-931-1234. If you know somebody like that, who you knew in high school or college, there was a complete and utter screw up, and now today, they're like hugely successful.
Oh, we're calling you hugely successful?
I mean, I'm not calling you hugely successful. But if you want to say it, I wouldn't argue with you.
Humble brag.
This whole break was a humble brag.
Hashtag humble brag. I actually know more people that are the opposite. I was thinking about it. I'm like, who do I know from like high school that was
such an
idiot?
You went to a very nice all-boys Catholic school, affluent.
And
so
most of them
that
are...
doesn't make them smart.
Most of them are screw-ups
now. That just means they get the best drugs.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. All right, 617-931-1234. I have Greg from Attleboro. What's your story, Greg?
I went to school with a kid that he drove a really terrible car. His parents didn't financially support him. He had to struggle an awful lot with finances and with paying his tuition and things. And he had to have a job for 4 years to try to make his own way. And everybody kind of thought, I mean, he was the nicest kid in the world and everything, but everybody kind of thought, well, he's not going to go anywhere because he doesn't have any opportunities. And he ended up being a trial lawyer that worked in New York City for high-profile cases, and he ended up sitting in second chair in the Bernie Madoff case.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wait, was he for the prosecution or defense?
Oh, I just hung up on him.
That's the thing.
He got paid either way. Well, I guess it does. Well, if you're second chair on the... Yeah. Yeah.
Ashley on the text line says, my husband was expelled from his first high school for smoking, drinking, and fighting, and now he owns his own business with over 80 employees. So there.
Wow.
See, that to me is a great story.
Jen says school isn't for everyone. I quit high school 3 times and now I've published 2 novels.
My mother had to drag...
Self-publisher.
My mother dragged me... I had the mother that dragged me out of school. She told me my senior year of high school, she's like, you're done. You're not going back. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your teacher's time. She went out of town and I snuck into school. I can remember sitting in my counselor's office crying. I'm like, my mom won't let me come to school. And he was laughing at
you're
me.
You're doing high school wrong, man.
He's like, this is a first. I've never seen somebody cry because they're not allowed
to. Oh, my God.
Kelly's from Marshfield. Good morning, Kelly. What's your story?
He was the kid that everyone made fun of. He kind of smelled. You could tell he didn't shower all the time. Clothing that looked like his brothers had wore before him. He actually moved to California and works for a record label now. He goes and listens to local bands and stuff like that and passes out business cards and looks for the next big thing.
Wait, is that intern Paul?
Yeah, right. That's an A&R
no
guy.
Way.
That's a pretty good life.
He smelled great.
That's a pretty good
He's
life
awesome.
If you find somebody.
Absolutely.
I have Cindy from Swansea. What's your story, Cindy?
Okay, I went to school in Fall River in 9th grade. I went to school with Emeril Lagasse.
Really?
Bam!
Bam! Was he a screw-up?
Well, all I know is he was outside smoking cigarettes most of the day.
So he was getting ready for his chef training because every chef I know smokes.
Yes, he was, and he wasn't in classes with everyone else.
Oh, wow. Oh, he was in the special classes back then?
Well, I'm not going to say that.
Isn't that incredible? Wow, that's a great story. Thanks for calling in, Cindy.
Sure, anytime. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 617-931-1234. Kennedy, what do you have for the dirty coming up at 7:30, please?
We'll talk about the royal wedding in case you missed it or watched it all day long like everybody else. And we're going to talk about...
And then rewatched it again?
Tristan Thompson, Annie. No. This one's just for you.
Nope.
Oh, by the way, if you are graduating, congratulations.
Yeah.
And don't wear your mortarboard all day. I
no,
saw people
go ahead
wear
and do that.
You wear it as long as you want to. You paid $150,000.
I couldn't
for that
see
degree.
The menu getting ice cream last night because it was in my face. I couldn't see
I
it.
I saw
it
everybody
so
walking
big.
In their robes yesterday. It was awesome.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.